Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council on this week's show, Pride in Columbus and Taking Coda to the Zoo. We begin this week's show with the Columbus City Council joining Stonewall Columbus to celebrate the Pride Festival 2015. The annual event that wraps up Sunday is now in its 34th year and is one of the premier gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and allied events in the nation and showcases Columbus's open, smart, and diverse community. The theme for 2015 Pride is Be the Change and features Parade Grand Marshal Jim Oberfell, an Ohioan who is among those leading the fight for marriage equality in America. At last Monday night's City Council meeting, Council President Andrew J. Ginther sponsored a resolution to recognize Stonewall's decades of advocacy on behalf of the local community. Council also considered legislation to help Stonewall leverage private contributions so the group can reach their goal of installing 150 banners promoting the Pride Festival that will be displayed around the downtown and Short North. Then, at dusk, Councilmember Shannon G. Harden hosted a ceremony to transform City Hall lights into the various colors of the rainbow. Here's Councilmember Harden.
On behalf of my colleagues on Columbus City Council, thank you for being here tonight. I would like to start off by recognizing, of course, our leader, President Andy Ginther, who is here and who is a strong ally of the community. Also, Councilmember Jaiza Page and Councilmember Eileen Paley. We're also joined tonight by Stonewall Columbus President Carla Rothen, Chris Kozat from the Mayor, Mayor Michael B. Coleman's office, who is the LGBT liaison to the office, and Ms. Julie Applegate from Columbus Public Health. Earlier this evening, the City Council presented Stonewall Columbus with a resolution recognizing the 34 years of service to this community and to celebrate this year's 2015 Pride Parade Festival. Columbus is one of the nation's most LGBT-friendly cities, and that's something that we can all be proud of. And as a symbol of the city's support for our community, we're lighting City Hall the colors of our rainbow tonight to show the world our pride in all of our citizens. And we should take pride in that. And this is a really exciting year for our community. In a few weeks, we will hear from the Supreme Court with a monumental decision that will affect all of our lives. And as excited as I am about that, and as we are so excited this weekend, we celebrate and we have fun and we march. We talked about this tonight at council, that the services still are needed. And so I'm so grateful for the work that Stonewall does in the community. So grateful for all the folks that are doing the great work. We have the PrEP pill that we need to continue to have conversations on as folks, as a new tool in our arsenal to prevent the spread of HIV. We have young LGBT folks in our community who are still homeless, many folks of color. And so as excited as we are this week and as we're going to celebrate, and I can't wait to march on Saturday, we got to keep up the fight. We got to keep up the work. And this is tonight in lighting City Hall and hanging the Stonewall Lane, proclaiming Stonewall Lane. We still have work to do. And so really proud of that. Like I said, really proud of our city. It's with that I'm excited to announce Council President Ginther. When I was appointed to Columbus City Council as an openly gay member of the council, it was a big deal, but I thought it spoke more to the council president, this team, and our city leadership that they saw the value in having all communities represented. And that was led by President Andy Ginther. This council has been very supportive of our community for years, and I appreciate their support. And with that, President Ginther.
Well, you all and the City of Columbus is now figuring out why it was so easy for myself and our council colleagues to unanimously select Councilmember Harden, an outstanding public servant who's hit the ground running, working on behalf of all of the great people of this city. Columbus is a pretty special place, a place where we don't talk about welcoming and including all people. we show it and we do it. And the people of this city, after helping to support our efforts to make sure we had a domestic partnership registry in place, offer domestic partner benefits, update our anti-discrimination language that actually was passed some 25 years ago under the leadership of outstanding council members named Lazarus and Coleman, we updated it to include gender identity and expression to make sure that everyone in this city is protected. Well, the people of Columbus said, that's good, but not good enough. And so the people of Columbus have added discrimination against LGBTQA folks in this community into the city's charter, our constitution. So regardless of who follows in the footsteps of mayors and council members and other public servants, the people of Columbus have said this is non-negotiable. This is a city that values inclusion, diversity, tolerance, and acceptance. And that's why... That's absolutely great. So we're the only city in the state of Ohio to have that in our city charter, our constitution. And nothing is more importantly or expresses our deeply held beliefs and values than our charter. So I'm thrilled to be here tonight as we display our colors as a community. And we know that Columbus is always better when we work together to lift up our great city and our great people. I am very honored to introduce Carla Rothen, who is an amazing advocate and service provider in our community, who has helped to really transform Stonewall Columbus and taken it to new levels of involvement and service in our great community. Carla, we wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be as a city, what we are today without you, your leadership in Stonewall Columbus. Please welcome Carla Rothen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My board president, Brian Shin, is here. I'm so glad to see you. I think you were probably here about 34 years ago when we marched. You were just a wee little boy. Oh, so 1981, what a historic day it is today. But, of course, that day when Stonewall Columbus was born, we took to the streets and we made change. And now, 2015, our theme, be the change that you want to see in the world. And there isn't anybody in this world that has had more change in their organization, more change in their city than Stonewall Columbus in Columbus, Ohio. So we are so glad to be here 34 years later and see all of this change. But we wouldn't have it, let me tell you, without this government. And the government of the people for the people. And President Gifford leading that government right now tonight and as a leader in this community. And, of course, Shannon and all of our city council members, our mayor's office, because you know, not every city's like Columbus, Ohio. We're one of the top 10 prides in the country. We fund this little community center that does programs and services all year long for the community, but we would not be here without them as well. So we want to thank them for their leadership and their support. You know, when I go to city council and I talk about our human services and we receive funding for that, it's very important for our city to know that we are helping people that are low to middle income families and individuals that do not have family at all, and they do not have anyone to help them. So we are doing that. These are the most underserved of our population, so that's very important. And then, of course, our community center. We purchased these buildings a long time ago, and what does our city do? They help us maintain them, renovate them, restore them, and make them the jewel that they will be for the nation as we move forward into the future for Stonewall Columbus. So that, it doesn't just happen overnight. It took 34 years, but it doesn't happen without great leadership, and that's what we have in our city. So we really want to thank everyone for that. Jim Obergefell is going to be our grand marshal this year. He's at the forefront of this marriage equality. He's from that city down south. We don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Cincinnati. Yeah. He's not here from Columbus. However, that's okay. One of our sister cities that has made great change too. And we're honoring individuals in the community, 12 of them that have made change and significant contributions. So we're really grateful to be able to do that. You know, we already had a gay street. I don't know. I guess now we got Stonewall Pride Lane. We're very, very grateful for that, and the support that has come this week has been overwhelming. So thank you on behalf of the Board of Trustees and the 500 volunteers and the 8-person staff that create this crazy week. I want to thank you sincerely for everything that you're doing to make it a fun and exciting and meaningful Pride holiday. So thank you.
Good evening and happy Pride, everyone. I am excited to be here. I'm excited to be here representing our mayor, Mike Coleman. He could not be here this evening, but he sends his regards. I don't know. I think we got a natural rainbow. I think Shannon may have trumped the mayor on rainbow. But again, I want to thank you all for being here. I am proud to serve as Mayor Coleman's liaison and as your liaison to the LGBT community. Pride is one of my favorite things. I've been involved with Pride since I think the second year. I wasn't at the first year, but I started volunteering working security at the second Pride, and I have missed maybe one or two since then. 46 years ago, on a hot summer night in New York City, the drag queens and the butch dykes had had enough, and they fought back, and our movement was born. In 1981, Jerry Falwell and the moral majority tried to come to Columbus. Stonewall Union in those days, Stonewall Columbus now, was formed, and they didn't come. That next spring, a handful of people, many of them with disguises and bags over their head, showed up to be a little proud at the very first Columbus Gay Pride March. Columbus has a long history of supporting our community. You've heard mention of it, and I want to thank President Ginther, Councilman Hardin, Councilwoman Page, Councilwoman Perry for being here. Our elected officials have stood with us steadfastly over the years, never afraid to accept the community's support and to show up at our events and be a part of what makes Columbus a great place to be. Stonewall has been doing great things in this town for a long time, and I gotta tell you that Be the Change as the theme this year really hit my heart, because that's what it's all about. Yes, we want to celebrate who we are and we want to have a great Pride weekend, but we want to remember where we came from, and we want to remember, as Shannon mentioned, we're not finished yet. There is still a lot of work to be done. Even when the Supremes announce marriage equality, which we know it's coming, we're not finished. You can still lose your job in Ohio for being gay. You can still lose custody of your children in Ohio for being gay. You can be beaten for being gay, and it won't be prosecuted as a hate crime. There's a lot of work to do in Ohio, and we are comfortable and pretty well situated here in Columbus, but we cannot forget that when we step outside the city limits and our friends who live in the burbs don't have that kind of protection. We don't have that kind of protection on a national level. So we are not finished. We are not safe. We are not equal yet. And it's been one of my personal passions. I've been in this fight and in this movement for a long time, more than 34 years, and I am living proof of being part of the change. So I challenge you, be the change you want to see in the world. I just love that theme so much. If you are not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I'm going to close with an old quote that a couple of you will probably remember, from one of my mentors, Rhonda Rivera, who said, if you wake up in bed and the person next to you is of the same sex, you're in politics. Be the change you want to see. And don't take anything for granted. Again, be the change you want to see in the world. Thank you all for being here. And good night. So am I supposed to introduce Julia? I'm going to introduce Julia. Why not? Julia Applegate has recently become one of my colleagues. We've worked together on a few projects here of late, and I'm very impressed. I'm impressed with her passion, with her commitment. She works at the city health department, and she has done some great things there with the LGBT health initiative. She is helping make a difference. She is being the change she wants to see in our world and in our city. So please join me in welcoming Julia Applegate.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. And while we've only recently become colleagues, you may not be aware of this, but I've been in Columbus since 1993. And throughout that entire time, and I remember marching right down here on Front Street going south when the parade used to go that way. Chris, people like you who have been living what you're talking about, being that change, influenced me greatly in the work that I was doing in my 20s and 30s and now 40s in Columbus. So yes, I work at the City Health Department. I work on the LGBTQ Health Initiative. I wanted to, on behalf of Health Commissioner Teresa Long, thank Councilmember Hardin and President Genther, Councilmember Page, and Councilwoman Paley for supporting us tonight, for the entire community, and more importantly, or maybe not more importantly, but also just to note that at the health department, we are using city tax dollars to do this work, and I think that shows a great commitment to this community. The city has been supporting our Stonewall Community Center for many years, but to take that next step and to hire some staff people at the health department to work on the health needs of our LGBTQ community, I think demonstrates a great commitment to, as Carla said, serving our underserved community. So again, while we will march on Saturday and celebrate all weekend with pride and reminding people to be the change they want to see, we'll go back to work on Monday and continue to look at all of those health disparities that affect our community and be grateful and thankful that we live in a city where we are supported by the government and our community to make that change happen. So thank you all for coming out tonight, and thanks for inviting us from the health department.
Council President Genther also helped open a new 56-unit apartment complex for seniors on the city's south side. Parsons Village features affordable and safe independent living spaces for seniors 55 and older. The City of Columbus helped contribute to the construction of the complex. Here's Council President Genther.
What a great day. Another great day in a proud history of the south side of Columbus. Exciting times here in Reeb-Hosack community. All around us, there are signs of positive change, a growing sense of optimism, and a renewed energy that comes from the amazing residents of this neighborhood. Whenever I'm on the south side, I'm reminded that living here is a lot like living in a large extended family. Residents of the south side have always treated one another like family. They look out for each other. They help each other when times are tough. And when in good times, just like family, we gather together to celebrate our success and to give thanks. Today is one of those times, and I'm so pleased to join you in celebrating the grand opening and Kay Perry's new home in Parsons Village. Made possible in part of a $750,000 commitment from the City of Columbus, Parsons Village provides our older residents a new, safe, and secure home where they may continue to work with their neighbors to improve their community and shape the future of the South Side. In addition to Parsons Village, the city is working with partners like Community Development for All People to construct 40 new single-family homes as part of the Southern Gateway Homes development. City Council has invested in home repair programs for Southside residents and veterans that allow residents to make improvements to their homes to keep them safe and help boost property values in the area. We're also improving neighborhood services. The John Maloney Health Center, right across the street from us here, is an anchor in this neighborhood and is one very visible example of a city investing in change for this community. And thanks to the generous support of Southside families, our Southside champions, the Grodys, the Cranes, the Kellys, the Schottensteins, the Hausers, the Glimpshers, and the Nesses, the former Reeb Elementary School will once again be an asset leveraged like never before to the benefit of children and families in this great community. This public-private partnership is spurring additional investment and helping to create jobs on the South Side. Just one example, generations of South Side residents and residents across our great city have worked for Columbus Castings, formerly Buckeye Steel. And thanks to their commitment to this neighborhood, future generations will have good-paying jobs as well. Columbus Castings is doubling their workforce by adding 500 jobs, many that will be filled by residents of this neighborhood. By adding jobs, we're helping secure the future of working families on the south side of Columbus. And in much the same way, Parsons Village will ensure south side seniors like Kay will have safe and affordable housing. And think about the amazing opportunities in the future. As Reverend Edgar mentioned, I'm a big believer in intergenerational education and learning. And to think that the residents of this amazing new home will be able to interact with, mentor, look out for, teach, and love the wonderful children of this community is a pretty exciting opportunity that I know we're going to embrace. The City of Columbus is thrilled to be here today. We wouldn't be here today without our great mayor, my outstanding colleagues on council, and so I want to thank and acknowledge them. It's an exciting day for the South Side, because the South Side is the best side, and Columbus's future is brighter because of all of you. Thanks for being here.
Central Ohio Transit Authority, or COTA, is highlighting a summer service to get riders from the downtown to one of the most popular attractions in Columbus. Five times a day, a COTA bus will leave from the State House and head to the Columbus Zoo, making one stop at the Griggs Dam Park and Ride area. Here's CEO of the zoo, Tom Stolf.
It's another example of a great partnership. COTA and the Columbus Zoo are celebrating 20 years of a partnership where we're giving people an opportunity to come to the zoo ride a bus, and they get discounts, half price, to the zoo. Employees that work for the zoo get free bus rides the entire time, so it's a great opportunity to expand our guest opportunities to come into the zoo. If they have a hard time finding a way, they can ride the bus, and it's 20 years of a great partnership.
What's new this year at the zoo?
Oh, so many things. We have Pirate Island, which is a great boat ride. Our second year of Heart of Africa has included some new animals. We have an extra cheetah run, new animals in our watering hole, babies that are born throughout the zoo. It's just a great time. Great time to come to the zoo.
Talk about the little thing you're holding right now. I know this won't make for good radio, but an albino kangaroo?
Yeah, an albino kangaroo. This is Betty White, and she is just snow white, and a very rare animal, and we just love the fact that we have such a great ambassador program at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. So we have animals that will come to you. So if you're not able to come to the zoo, but there's a special event, we'll come to you, and we talk about the amazing animal world, and, you know, just inspire you. You know, our mission is simple. It's lead and inspire by connecting people and wildlife. We do that every single day.
Is this the first albino kangaroo at the corner of Broad and High?
I think it is, absolutely.
Also on the bus for the ride to the zoo was COTA leader Curtis Stitt.
Well, COTA's been in partnership with the zoo for nearly 20 years, and each summer we provide opportunities for people to get from downtown out to the zoo. Easy, simple trip, and they get a discount at the zoo if they ride COTA. So it's a great partnership between COTA and the zoo. It helps people to take advantage of this great amenity that exists in our community.
Any other special programs COTA wants to highlight this summer?
Well, we have a program for students that we discount summer passes, and school students can get a pass for 3 months at the price of 1 month. So it's a great opportunity for school students to get around throughout the summer at a tremendous discount.
Some of the families on board for the ride were from St. Stephen's Community House. The leader at St. Stephen's is Councilmember Michelle M. Mills. She's the chair of the Development and Environment Committees.
Oh, I'm excited to have St. Stephen's Community House here. It's a great fit. It is what we want to talk about today, families, supporting families, getting children, getting everybody exposed to the free bus rides. I also am excited to talk about the employment that the zoo and Zambezi Bay and all that offers that way that also coincides and is coordinated with bus timetables so that individuals who are working at the zoo, because we want to talk about the zoo and what they bring to us on the economic side as well. The enjoyment certainly is first and foremost, but also as a business and offering employment to our residents and also coordinating with the buses so that they can have free rides to work. And again, that's also an environmentally sound thing to do because a lot of our Coda buses run on compressed natural gas. So excited all the way around. This is just a great day. But I want more people to know about it. That's what, if I had any wish, it was that more people knew about what Coda and the zoo has as a partnership. So one of the great things about visiting a zoo, and I remember this as a kid and continue to educate myself as I visit the zoos. There's lots of things to learn about. You learn a great deal about the environment, learning a lot about what kindness to animals and just the overall theme of kindness allows our children to learn about being kind to each other. It helps us address bullying. It helps us address about living with one another and appreciating the differences, learning about different animals, where they come from, geography lessons about where animals come from, where things grow that they eat. There's so many lessons in terms of education that our children can benefit at our great zoo.
And we're all on the same planet together.
Yes, we are. Whether we have two legs or four legs, we all have to be kind to each other.
For more information on the Coda Zoo Bus, go to coda.com/zoo bus. We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's callthe roll@columbus.gov. Don't forget to follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.